Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is 11:22. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli, and it is time, my friends.
F-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Yes, it's time for Jen's Friends. Every Friday, it is a part of the show where we take time out and we just reflect on the best calls and texts that we got in during the week. Things that you guys got in touch with me about. And I have two very special people in today. We have comedian Keane Toomey and lip syncer. I've never said that
That's
before.
The one.
I've never said that before. Kaylee Trapp, who promises to use her own voice today.
Uh-huh.
Thank God. And you have a lovely voice.
I still think people won't believe. I still think they're gonna question this.
They're like, is she having us on? You have just blown up on Instagram.
Ah. I'm modest.
Now, it's interesting because you've been on Instagram, you know, you've been huge on the gram for a long time now.
I'm a fossil.
You're
for
a fossil at this stage, you know? What advice would you have for Kaylee, who's kind of kickstarting her career?
This is awful now, because we were out on the couch for like 10 minutes and we were just churning advice to each other.
Great.
So I'd be repeating myself. But I did say just along the lines of just enjoy yourself, do what you want to do, and just make sure it's fun. And that sounds so cliche and useless advice.
Yeah, I thought you were better than that.
I thought you'd have something a bit more entertaining.
I'm gatekeeping the facts, okay?
You sure are. So congratulations on both your successes on the gram. You're very, very funny people, and that's why I love having you in. Listen, lads, on Tuesday, we were talking about Marie Kondo, you know, the famous, she's a TV star. She said she fainted because she had to throw out stuff. She's really into throwing stuff out, and that's why I love her, because she is not a hoarder. But where do you stand on the whole hoarding stuff? Are you a bit of a hoarder, Kaylee, or how do you feel about stuff around the house?
We might fall out here. I am desperate.
You're a keeper.
Desperate keeper. I get it from my mum.
Okay.
I'm a teacher, and I'm that teacher that has that classroom that has absolutely everything stuffed in the back cupboards. But you just don't know when you're going to need.
No.
Egg containers,
not
celebrations boxes, Quality Street.
Why are you not taking that? I'm the polar opposite of you as well. I am a major hoarder myself.
Good.
I'm the type of person this is one of my major flaws. It's one of the red flags. For example, I don't play golf, okay? But I go into the golf shop the odd time to buy my future father-in-law golf attire, and I see the golf balls and they're perfectly packaged, and I have to buy perfectly packaged items. But then I go home and I keep all of the boxes that I've ever... I hoard the attic. It looks like just
boxes.
Is it
true you have a whole room full of just clutter?
Well, you have multiple rooms full of clutter. Yeah. There's one video, people, I had to lie and everything. There's one room where we emptied our wardrobes, myself and Emily, and we had to do like a, I can't get anything for my Christmas party outfit. And sorry, I didn't even mean to go into Emily there. And there's literally hundreds of items of clothing, and people gave out to us for being so bad with the hoarding. And I had to lie and say that we were donating it all to charity shops. We weren't. It was just my clothes.
I think as a hoarder, though, you don't see that.
Yeah, I know, but
see
I'm
right in front of you.
But look, I'm an open, honest guy now, and I'm up for it now. This is who I am, a hoarder.
And that's the end of Jen's Friends, because clearly these people are not my people.
Yeah, we're kind of been ganged up on here, I think, by Jen.
Teachers, though. Yeah. I mean, you must accumulate an awful amount of shite.
Look, there's a fine line between being a hoarder and being practical, okay?
It's true.
We have all been in a primary school classroom, and we all remember the Flora, the Connacht Gold, the Dairy Gold tubs that we keep the crayons in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's genius.
Practical. It's amazing.
No.
Like, but why do you buy things to throw them out?
I don't.
So
I stopped shopping for a year, Cian. Do you not?
So you just keep
your research.
So you just keep throwing things out?
Oh, no, I like to reuse, but I don't like children's art, stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's fine. I can't relate to that.
Ah, Jenny, you've no heart.
They're not that good.
That's right, they're bad. Someone needs to tell kids that.
They might be better, I know.
They're terrible at art.
Well, my parents definitely hate me because I send everything home.
Do you?
I'm like, oh, the parents want to see this, the parents want to see this. And I put it in a scrapbook. So I do like
organize.
No,
that's pretty bad. Now I'm steering towards Jen with the whole... I thought you were on about like proper stuff, you know?
No, it's not. It's not great. No.
But let me ask you, Kaylee, because I would love to hear your thoughts on this as a parent. It's that time of year when we buy gifts for teachers. Do you like the soap on a rope, the handmade stuff, or the bottles of wine?
It depends on who's listening. I love vouchers, especially meal vouchers. I take
cash,
wine, cash, not a problem. Nice. Obviously, you're going to get the mug, best teacher mug. I have a few of those hanging up at home.
How ironic. And they all have it.
Yeah, who's the best teacher? My father's always like, oh, can I use this mug? I'm like, no.
You're not the best
no,
teacher.
You're the best daddy. But yeah, we get candles and mugs is the main one.
Okay, well, nice. That's good. That is good to know. Nice. And the wine. A lot of teachers are going to text in, just buy the wine, just buy the wine. Speaking of which, we need to talk about school tours because Irish schools have major notions is what I learned on Monday when we got calls about just the mad school tours that people went on. Cian, why were you never allowed on a school tour?
All right, the wording is wrong. It's not that I wasn't allowed. It was I was in the scouts, okay? I was a scout boy, Beulah, right? And we went away on summer vacations the whole time to like, we went to Belgium, we've been to New York, we've been to Norway.
Surely scouts just go to the Wicklow Mountains and camp.
See, this is the stigma with scouts. We're not all about, you know, woggles and pitching tents, right? We had cool times. Like, we went to see Kanye West in Belgium.
That is pretty cool.
That's not authentic. That's not scouts.
Yeah, we were like the least authentic scout group ever. Like, ever. We were just glorified people, just normal, regular lads in scout uniforms. But, never once did I proper... I still don't know how to pitch a tent, but... I do know how to have fun
It says here you ended up in Norway.
Yeah, we went to Norway once. Basically, my scout leader, Ian, he was young. He, you know, most scout places, they have like, you know, they're all like in their 70s and they're boring. I'm sorry, but it's true. I've seen enough of it. My scout leader was like 22, 23. So he'd close his eyes and he'd just throw a dart at the map. And that's where we went. So it hit Oslo. We went to Oslo. It was amazing. You know them ski things that the guys go down, where they ski down it and then they project themselves into the air and they fly off it. Took a pee off one of them at 1 a.m.
I thought you were going to say you did that. But
I did something much more adventurous. I took a pee off it.
And just with the scouts, do you have names or do you call yourselves something?
Like it's where you're from, yeah. So okay. I was 37th. So that was in Toker, 37th Cork. And I was in the Fox Patrol. Oh my God, this is like, oh, I'm reminiscing.
In the Fox Patrol.
The Fox Patrol,
at a Kanye West gig in Belgium.
In Belgium, yeah.
Not a forest in sight.
No, not really.
Okay, well, you sold it to me. Okay, we were also talking about getting into trouble with foreign languages. How did your trip to Italy get you in trouble in French? Tell me that.
Oh, this just brings me back. Like traumatizing. So I did French as an extra subject for my Leaving Cert. I was absolutely shocking.
Yeah,
shocking. Not
just be careful because you're a teacher, okay?
Yeah. Well, I don't teach French. Primary,
okay.
We can rule it out.
Okay.
And I was in the French oral exam and the lady asked me, had I ever been on a school trip to another country? And I regrettably said, oui, oui.
Oh, it's the worst.
And she said, where'd you go? I said, Italy. She said, where did you go when you were there? And I said, Pompeii. And this is where I opened a can of worms because she was like, what did you see when you were in Pompeii? Have you ever been to Pompeii?
No.
No.
All I remember, brothels. And cock-a-doodle-doos just everywhere. Like everywhere. And I was sitting there, I took a serious blank and I was like, how do I communicate this? How do I say what this is? And I remember just saying, je suis le français tout seul dans un niveau ordinaire. I had it in the bag, ready to go. And that means I don't know, I do ordinary level French.
It's a good get.
I'm like, I was like, I'd rather say that than say the actual truth. Like, I was like,
you
I'm not going to start doing this.
Your French sounds pretty good.
It's good.
That's all I got.
Bon.
I asked what the shit of the day was in an Italian restaurant in the summer. I was convinced cacca was cake.
See, that gives me the ick when people try and use the language
cacca.
And they just, no.
I was like, no. Cacca della giornata. And she was like, cacca. I was like, yeah, the cacca, the cake. I was pointing at the dessert. They had in a glass cake. The dessert, the cacca. She goes, the shit. The shit of the day. And my daughter thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard in her life. Speaking of which, cringy moments. We need to talk about this. A lot of people texting in on this. On Wednesday, we heard about just those cringy moments that you can't escape. You know the ones that your friends and your family never let you forget?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Plenty.
So who wants to go first?
Whichever. Mine's kind of boring. So if you want to save the best for the last. I have an uncle, Tim. Shout out, Tim. He's actually my aunt's husband.
Okay.
Tim is a very simple guy. He's not on the internet. He doesn't watch TV. He won't even hear this. He's just a guy who enjoys the paper. So every Christmas, every single Christmas without fail, and bear in mind I've been making videos 10 years now, he reminds me, he says, are you still making them videos? I says, I am, Tim. Are you still wearing dresses? I says, I am, Tim. Are you still howling like the Titanic? I said, I am, Timmy. And then he reminds me how bad I am at what I do. And I was like, Tim, this is very unfair. It's like, you're one of my biggest critiques. You're the reason I have anxiety.
China so reminds me of Uncle Colin from Derry Girls.
Yes!
Very similar. Yeah, very similar. Just slightly older and more feeble.
And from Cork.
And from Cork.
So, Kaylee, do you have a moment that, okay, you might want to be careful because you're a teacher, but do you have a cringy moment that your friends and family will never let you forget or always remind you?
I do. This one keeps me up at night sometimes. I wasn't the cool guy in school.
Neither was I.
Cian.
I was absolutely not the cool guy in school.
I was, by the way. Yeah. Sorry, I was.
Of course you were. Yeah.
And I was very intimidated by like the cool guys who went to the same. They were, you know, the bee's knees.
The real deal.
And I actually saw this fella out a couple of weeks ago too, and this is how I thought of the story because I was cringing looking at him. But I worked in the West End, or it's like a restaurant in Monaghan, and he came in to pay for his food. And he had the money clenched in his fist to go and drop it onto my hand, like the tenner.
What an ick.
Cian.
That's an ick.
Cian, don't be getting any notions now. And he was about to drop the tenner onto my hand, but as he was approaching, it looked like a fist, so I...
I give him
a fist bump.
You did the fist bump.
And I hadn't even let my hand disconnect, and he just dropped the tenner.
Oh.
And... bear in mind, I was so intimidated by this person. I fancied him and everything like that. And I was like, oh, and he just goes, did you? I goes, no. He goes, did you just? I was like, no. He goes, did you just give me a fist pump?
Nope.
I was like, no. Table 14 needs.
Just gaslight your way out of it.
Oh,
no, never happened.
No, never happened.
That is
don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen every time I see him, I just, it brings me back. He definitely doesn't remember, but...
In a situation like that, I mean, I'm disappointed in you that you just didn't. Yeah, I did fist bump you, that's what...
Yeah, I would have played it off.
Yeah,
cool. So you were cool, Jen. It's easy for you to say.
God, yeah. We've
cool people are just cool.
Yeah,
people that
don't
act
understand
cool.
The struggles.
Just pretend they're cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about tourism, because yesterday loads of people were texting in and bragging about these amazing holidays that they went on. They went to Machu Picchu. They saw the pyramids, all this kind of stuff.
No recession there.
Yeah, this is years ago. Tell us about your trip to South Africa.
Yeah, I went to South Africa with a volunteer group, and it was great crack. They were really encouraged to get immersed in the culture and what they eat, you eat, what they drink, you drink, and all like that. Shows respect more than anything with the people you're living in. But I did hit a point where I was like, I can't do this anymore at one point whenever. We went to like a retreat, and they went out and they actually like, you know, were hunting for the animals that we were going to have for dinner. And yeah.
Oh, no. Why would you sign up for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, listen, I didn't, this wasn't in the small print, okay? And they got an impala deer. It's like the national animal, I think, out there or whatever. And like, I could see the thing in front of me, the eyes were glaring at me, and I was like, no, I draw the line. So I pretended I was sick for 3 days and I didn't eat for 3 days. And it was like a nun coordinated it, and she kept coming in, checking my temperature and making sure I was okay. And
it sounds like a fever dream.
Yeah. And I was like, anything, anything to not tell them the truth. I was like, be respectful, Kaylee, be respectful. So I think, I don't know, what was that? Was that the right choice?
You know, totally. That's kind of weird. Why would you kill your national animal?
Just,
or like, is that like the emblem of...
The food was scarce out there and anything, like, anything goes, so...
But a trip you will never forget.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Definitely. Fair play to you.
My God.
She's hardy, this one. Cian, you had a slightly more comfortable trip to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the worst. I was like, I didn't do any charity things. I got flown to Las Vegas by Universal.
I was a good person.
We went to the Jason Bourne premiere. I don't know if they tell this. It's more of Emily's story. It's not my story. But we got flown to a Jason Bourne premiere. We walked like the black carpet and everything. I was with Tommy Lee Jones. It was such an odd experience because I'm from, it's like just a random boy from Cork here in the Big Smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking to this guy and he shook her hands and he said, my name was super interesting. And he told Emily that she had beautiful blue eyes and all that stuff. And it was very flattering. Even I was like, my God, this guy is beautiful. And then we walked away and Emily was like, who was that? I was like, that was Matt Damon, Emily. And she was like, what? I was like, who? I was like, Matt Damon, Pearl Harbor. I was like, you don't know who Matt Damon is. She thought it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And I was like, wait, no, but if you thought it was Leonardo DiCaprio, how did you remain so composed? She was like, I don't know. So I was like, yeah, we met Matt Damon. Well, I met Matt Damon, and Emily thought she was just talking to a random bloke.
What a legend.
It's mad how Emily can stay so composed talking to Matt Damon and I can't even chill out getting a fist pump from...
Yeah,
like,
right?
Yeah, like literally like... it's so much how to chill out.
It's because you can't make awkward moments awkward.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible. I did it with... I actually did it with Alan Sugar when I was on The Apprentice years ago. I remember being in a room... And you know when he gives the tasks and all that kind of stuff, and he went to point us or say goodbye at the room, and I went for the high ten or high five.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went high five, and all the production and contestants just erupted in laughter.
Were you fired that day?
Not that day, okay. Kaylee. But thanks for reminding me. Thank you so much for being my friends today. Always a pleasure, Kaylee Trapp. I just love your work on Instagram. The Doobs is my fave. The Doobs.
That was the one. That was the one that. Set it all off. So thanks to Joanne for that.
And Joanne, and she does Joanne. It's the funniest thing.
When I first saw that, I was like, she sounds like Vogue Williams and Joanne. I was like, what?
Yeah,
really good at lip sync.
This is a very convincing lip sync.
So some people say, actually, one girl commented the other day going, you do Vogue better than Vogue. And I was like, that is like the most.
That's the compliment
you
want.
Yeah, that's the compliment.
So if people want to go and check out your videos, where do they go, Kaylee? Tell us.
They go to Kaylee Trapp Lip Syncs on Instagram, TikTok, and all the rest.
And all the rest, Keane?
Mr. Keane Toomey. Everywhere, baby.
Everyone knows.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.